Good evening, everyone. This is the 2nd of August, the evening of. I'm preparing this for the 3rd in the morning, Wednesday morning hop day. I hope you're hopping right along the bunny trail today. Anyway, I don't know how many comments I get every day on BitChute and brand new to quite a few. And I have learned over the years to not participate in responding to comments, even if they're, it doesn't matter whether they're negative or positive. You say, why do you say that? Because I have found that when I respond generally, as a general rule, it leads to disputation. And I'm getting at the age where I don't want to argue with people anymore. You know, those days are over with as far as I'm concerned. Especially women. You know, I have nothing against women. I just, I don't want to get in disputation with them. Let them ask their husbands at home. Of course, most of them are into their second or third husband anyway. So, they've thrown that rule, they've thrown that commandment out the door a long time ago. I should not commit adultery, you know. But anyway, when I used to be on Facebook, I would get into these long disputations with people. And I just don't do it anymore. And so what happened is very few people listen to me on Facebook anymore because they know they can't rile me up. I've got almost close to 5,000 friends on Facebook. What are friends for? Okay, what are friends for? What is a friend? There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I can say that for sure, for a fact. I had three brothers, okay? Dale, Gary, and Bradley. And none of them are around today. Dale was taken out of this life at 19 in a car wreck. Gary was taken out when he was 4, pneumonia. And Bradley was taken out because of our differences. But there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Okay. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a sister. I have a sister and her name is Joy. I tried to call her about 4 times and before she'd even answer the phone, she would slam the phone down on me. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a sister. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a mother. Last time I spoke with my mother, she treated me like dung. She treated my whole family like dung. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a mother, a sister, or a brother. There's a friend that sticketh closer than an uncle and an aunt and a niece and a nephew. You know? My nephew tried to straighten my dad out. He went to Mid-American Nazarene College and tried to straighten my dad out, saying he had it wrong as far as six-day literal creation. He tried to straighten his grandpa out. What a joke. You know, I didn't speak at my mother or my father's memorial services, but the nieces here spoke. My sister spoke. Amazing. You know, talk about out of kilter. Right? Totally out of kilter. You know, women will rule over you, and children will rule over you, what the Bible says. Say, well, why are you bringing all this up? It's just because the times and the culture that we're living in, I have become an isolationist. I stay in my little corner, and I try to brighten the corner where I am. I try to encourage people and go on social media and give the good news of the gospel. You know, 8,000 people during July listened to our messages, you know, over 8,000 in 82 countries around the world, 48 states. So we're attempting to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but the challenge is I don't want to get into arguments with people. I don't have time to get into disputations with 8,000 people. I just don't have time. So that's what's on my mind today. May the good Lord be with you. And maybe one of these days we'll have a fellowship call. But you know what? My experience with fellowship calls has not been good. They usually end up in explosions. Okay. God bless.